Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Friday to all of you out there. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to air at noon. And it's about teaching your children to make right decisions and promoting agency in the home. This is part one of two. This episode features Brother Matthew O. Richardson, who is the second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, along with his wife, Lisa, along with Sister Linda K. Burton, who is the Relief Society General President, and her husband, Craig Burton. And they're going to be talking about promoting agency in the home. And I wanted to just play you a little clip from their interview. This is Sister Burton talking, and I'm going to play it for you now.
When a child needs correction, you might ask yourself, what can I say or do that will persuade him or her to choose a better way? I love that. And he says, do it quietly. And when I've used a soft voice, then I remember that, well, the Heavenly Father gave us a still, small voice. So if I'm following his pattern, then I'm speaking as he would, I'm acting as he would, and I'm not trying to force because he never forced.
Doesn't that sound interesting? I don't even have children, and I want to listen to that one. I think it sounds really good. Again, that premieres tomorrow, Saturday at noon. I wanted to start off today by sharing a quote with you from the fifth president of the church, whose name was Lorenzo Snow. And this is from a book called Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Lorenzo Snow. And he's talking about perfection. And I think when we hear the word perfection or when we think about being perfect, it just seems so big and something that we are not even close to. And I really like how he breaks it down. So that's actually why I wanted to share it with you today. He says, do not expect to become perfect at once. If you do, you will be disappointed. Be better today than you were yesterday, and be better tomorrow than you are today. The temptations that perhaps partially overcome us today, let them not overcome us so far tomorrow. Thus continue to be a little better day by day, and do not let your life wear away without accomplishing good to others as well as to ourselves. Each last day or each last week should be the best that we have ever experienced. That is, we should advance ourselves a little every day in knowledge and wisdom and in the ability to accomplish good. As we grow older, we should live nearer the Lord each following day. I liked that because he says we should basically get better a little every day, be a little bit better today than we were yesterday. The other part I liked about that is he says if we do have temptations that partially overcome us today, let them not overcome us so far tomorrow. And I liked that because obviously we're not going to be perfect in one day if there's something that we're working on. It might take us a little bit of time. And he says, but don't let it overcome you as far the next day as it did the previous day. I just thought that was a really great perspective to think about that. And it's good to remember that when we see the word perfect in the scriptures, it actually means complete, finished, or fully developed. So let's not put unrealistic expectations on what we need to accomplish today or accomplish tomorrow, but let's just try to follow the Lord a little bit better today than we did yesterday. I want to share with you one man's experience about doing this. It came at a time in his life when he wanted to change a few things about his life. His name is Brad, and he had a home improvement business that was struggling. And then after his grandfather died, who was more like a father to him, Brad's life took a downward spiral. He and his wife began growing marijuana in their basement, and they were put in prison for several years. In the meantime, their children bounced around from family member to family member. After they got out of prison, Brad was in the car with his two children, Gabby, who was 18, and Austin, who was 16, when they came upon a car crash. The guy who had been hit, whose name was Matt, was trapped in his truck. Brad, the father, ran over to the truck and told his children to stay back, but they were following right behind him. Brad couldn't budge the driver's side door, and so he went around to the passenger side of the truck. It was at that moment when he noticed flames underneath the truck. He says, "The whole underside was on fire. I knew we didn't have much time." Brad wedged his body in the door to pry it open, and his two kids grabbed the guy in the truck, Matt, and pulled him out and saved his life. Later that night, the crash got Brad thinking about life, death, and fate. "When I came home from prison, I didn't know how to make things right," he says. "I prayed, just give me a chance to show people I've changed, that I'm a good person. As Brad replayed the rescue in his mind, he wondered, could this be my chance? I'm going to go ahead and answer that question and say, yes, Brad, this was your chance. And this is how you can tell. This is what Brad says happened after the rescue. The local news reported the heroic story, and people in town who'd previously kind of whispered under their breath when Brad walked by now shook his hand and thanked him. His son Austin had the same experience. He said that people seemed to respect me, and I started caring about my grades. I guess I realized that I finally had what I wanted, a dad I could be proud of. Brad's wife, Jamie, started working as a waitress at the restaurant that Matt owned, and when Brad's daughter graduated from high school, Matt and his wife's gift to their family was a fully catered party. Brad says, to be able to call Matt a friend has been huge. A positive role model has been sent back into my life, he says. I like this story because not only is it a story of a heroic rescue of someone saving someone else's life, which is a wonderful thing, of course, but it's also a wonderful story about receiving an answer to your prayer. And Brad prayed that he'd have an opportunity to show people that he had changed his life, that he was a good person. And maybe he wondered if God would answer his prayer. I don't know if he did. But the point is that God did answer his prayer. And not only did he answer Brad's prayer, but he will answer yours. He does it every day in various ways. Even if you don't feel worthy, or if you wonder if he's really there, God is there. He loves you, he loves all of us, and he will always love us because we are his children. Sometimes, like we've talked about in previous episodes this week, he waits to answer our prayers, but he's always listening and he's always there. And if you question it, put him to the test. He will answer you, and even if you don't feel worthy, you can be forgiven and he loves you. That's the message that I wanted to leave with you today. I thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you want to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that I want to leave you with today is by award-winning pianist Paul Cardall. Paul has lived his life with congenital heart disease. He was born with a single functioning ventricle. When his life was saved by having a heart transplant, he experienced a newfound gratitude for life itself. His gratitude was the inspiration for this CD entitled New Life. Paul says that over the years, I have been deeply affected by other sick children. One particular child was Gracie, a baby who passed after a failed heart transplant. The song Gracie's Theme was written about her, and this song, Gracie's Theme, is on his album entitled New Life, and that's the song I want to leave you with today. Have a great day, a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to being back with you on Monday.